my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 339. This week we bring you the conclusion of WWF March to WrestleMania 9. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. Normally, I am joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, the effing king of recovery, Jim Valley. Jim is out at the moment. Our good friend Bob Cook, former WCW and WWF wrestler, is back with us again for the second part of this fine show. Bob, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 1993, and join the march to WrestleMania with George South, The Undertaker, and the Adorable Midgets?
I am more than ready because it's the closest to time travel I'll possibly have. Although if I had my choice, I'd go back to 1974, but we won't get into that.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody's got a favorite time period. I would like to point out, I want to thank our listeners because last week's show did a wonderful set of downloads in Australia. So we are back up on the Australian charts, and thank you very much for that. We moved back up, we moved back up in the leisure category, in the sports category, in the overall podcast rankings, and in India and all those other places.
We give them two kangaroos up.
Yep, we do. Also, we have a Patreon, as many of you know, and you can go to patreon.com/waybackplayback and experience the wonders of this show, except you can get the show episodes early and get them without commercials on it. Some people like it that way. And you get the entire vault, the entire archive, all 339 episodes, including this one, including, I think, every episode Bob Cook's ever appeared on.
What?
Yes. I think it's like 3 or 4.
Really?
Yep.
Even Bob Cook doesn't remember that many.
There you go. But it's there, folks. And by the way, happy Revolution Sunday, Bob. There's the revolutions tonight.
And the big surprise is Hornswoggle.
It is?
That's the guy they're talking about.
I really had my heart set on Jinder Mahal, but okay. You're the guy with the contacts. All right, so this is the part of the program where we recap what was going on in the world on March 28th, 1993. And let's see what was happening in the world outside of pro wrestling.
One thing that wasn't happening.
What's that?
My body didn't hurt as much. I wasn't limping, and I wasn't this old.
Okay, well, that also goes for me. So that's good. All right, New York Times bestsellers on this day, The Client by John Grisham in the fiction category, Healing in the Mind by Bill Moyers in the nonfiction category. The number one Billboard song on the U.S. charts was Informer by Snow in its third week at number one. I was not familiar with him. I was busy at the time with something called Law School, but Snow apparently was a Canadian reggae singer.
You know, I love Snow, but I've never heard of that version.
No, that's all right. The top movie in this country, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, starring Ethan Koteas and Paige Turco in its second week at number one.
Wasn't Kevin Nash in that?
He was in 2, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yep, good memory, though. Let's see. Meanwhile, the new world news in Russia. Let's see. There's a compromise between President Boris Yeltsin and Parliament Chair Kozbulatov. And they set new elections for the fall of 1993. The Congress of People's Deputies object and tried to impeach them both, and they failed. So no impeachments in Russia. March Madness.
And also in 1993, OJ was just plotting the murders at that point.
Allegedly. Yeah. March Madness. We had the regional final in Seattle right before this show started. In college basketball, the top-ranked Michigan Wolverines beat the number 7 seed Temple 77-72. Jalen Rose had 17 points to lead Michigan. Temple coach John Chaney got a technical foul for screaming a profanity at referee Larry Rose, no relation to Jalen Rose, with 1:49 to go, which enabled Michigan to get 2 free throws and the ball, and that was a decisive factor in the game.
Still doesn't make me want to watch sports.
Okay. In golf, somebody named Nick Price won the PGA Players Championship Tournament at Sawgrass, shooting a tournament record 18 under par. Price beat out Bernard Longer, Shooter McGavin, and Happy Gilmore to get the victory.
But he didn't roll his car and need a leg replacement, so I'm not impressed.
Okay, Bob Cook, ladies and gentlemen. Upcoming. Thank you. Try the veal. All right. Show reviews for this show. Well, there's not really a review of this show, although Dave Meltzer said the report from the Fayetteville taping was that there was a really good match between Undertaker and Bam Bam Bigelow. And guess what match? And guess what we're going to watch, Bob?
Undertaker and Yokozuna?
Well, no, but close enough. All right. Jim and I would like to tell you about our new sponsor, Bellway. Bellway delivers fiber supplements, all natural fiber supplements with real fruit flavor.
I got the raspberry lemon here, and it's been great. You know, people know I've been following my health issues, and because of those issues, I can't take regular pain relievers. I've been prescribed a very low dose of oxycodone, and it doesn't matter. That oxycodone will plug you up.
Wow.
And, it is what it is. And getting the Bellway fiber, I was like, well, this could help. And then, given my health situation, there are certain things I can't have. And I looked on the back, and it's low sodium, low potassium. I totally can have this. And it's been great. It tastes great, and it definitely helps. So thank you to Bellway helping me with my situation.
Yes, Bellway contains a special kind of fiber called soluble fiber that's especially effective in getting rid of bloating. It helps you stay regular without making you run to the bathroom, which can help prevent bloating from happening in the first place.
I can confirm that.
Okay. I think the best part of Bellway is that, unlike some of the other fiber products, no artificial sweeteners, no sugar. It's flavored with real fruit, so it tastes better, and it's healthier for you.
And it's not just my situation. It's all natural. It's vegan. It's keto, paleo-friendly, and gluten-free. So depending on your diet, it fits right in, and it tastes great. And not only that, you can get 20% off your first order at Bellway. How do they do that, Pat?
Well, for us, you just get on the site. When you check out, they'll ask you for a code. Use the code WP for Wayback Playback, and that gets you 20% off your first order. And they also have a deal for free shipping on if you get a subscription or if you place an order of over $40, which is not that difficult to do, folks. Comes in tubs and stick packs, just like if you're making the little lemonades to mix with your water at work. And right now it's only available in the USA, but definitely go get it. It's Bellway, getbellway.com, and the promo code is WP. So now that we're all up to speed, we're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. And there he is, your friend and ours, Mean Gene Okerlund, standing by.
Tutti Frutti.
Yes. Oh, look how excited these people are.
They are waiting with bated breath for that main event. And my internet just froze up. Thank you, WWE Network. We'll be here all week. Waiting for you to work correctly.
Okay, well, Hulk Hogan is soaking up the cheers from the Fayetteville, North Carolina crowd.
That's Flair country, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but Flair.
And
yeah,
they're paid to be the act. They're paid to respond to Hogan. We know how it works.
All right. Well, there's a lot of kids responding to Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake and.
You know, I have an action figure. I have an action figure of Hulk Hogan dressed just like that.
Really?
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I made a nice Zoom background for the office meeting with the Hulk Hogan, so I could have the background with the Hulk Hogan Real American music video going.
I like it.
Professional.
Even if that music wasn't originally made for him, it became iconic.
That's right. What if and he might not have really been playing the guitar. I'm not sure.
I don't know. He was a guitar player.
He was a guitar player. But since the song wasn't made for him, I don't think he was playing the guitar originally for Rick Derringer.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, you know something, Mean Gene. Yeah. Right. Yes. He's 1 week away from taking on Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda.
And the good news for all you trivia buffs, yes, the Hulkster, Beefcake, and Jimmy Hart are still alive.
That is great. Yep. That's true. As are Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda, by the way.
That's true, too.
Oh, man, yes. In case you missed last week's episode, they hit Brutus Beefcake in the face with a metal attaché case.
That's not what you do for a guy who had his face reconstructed not too many years before this.
That's okay. He has a protective shield on his face now for this.
I have an action figure based on that, too.
You do?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay. Okay, it's your secret safe with us.
Comes with a face shield.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Right. He was so angry that he went out riding on Brutus Beefcake's motorcycle.
I'm just curious where the power lies.
Okay. Yes. He went out to the beach. Here, millions of Hulkamaniacs praying for Brutus Beefcake. Yep.
I think that's a fabrication. I think it was more like 780,000, but we won't get picky.
Yeah. We don't really do ratings on this program, so not our area of expertise.
Were they praying for Brutus or Ed Leslie? Oh.
Probably Brutus.
That's true. Back in those days, they didn't know the reality of life.
Yep. He's got his hedge clippers. You know he's ready for action.
Although they probably didn't know his real name, they were probably definitely aware of that wasn't his real name, Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah, I think most people would guess that.
Honey, what are we going to call him? I don't know. Let's call him
Brutus.
Brutus, yeah. Seeing our last name is Beefcake. Yeah. I don't think that conversation
You don't
came
think
up.
That took place?
Yeah. Nope.
All right. This is Brutus getting his line. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They both appear to be hanging and banging and saying their prayers and eating their vitamins, which is always a plus.
They traveled to Cape Canaveral together.
Well, that's not too far of a drive.
No, I guess not. Well, from Venice Beach, where he was earlier in this promo.
That's true. I was thinking Tampa.
No, it's not that far from Tampa.
Do you ever notice that Hulk always did his interviews standing to Mean Gene's left?
Well, that's his good side, I guess.
I think that's what he always thought. His left arm looked a little better than his right arm.
Yep. Take every advantage. So when you did your interviews, which side of Gene Oakland did you stand on?
I was in the restroom and they just forgot to tell me.
Right.
And I got into it with Paul Orndorff over at one time and got my butt kicked. Oh, wait a minute.
No, that was somebody else. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, really, it's a great excuse for Jimmy Hart to wear that suit. It had just been sitting in his closet previously. Yeah.
Probably got 20 more like it.
Yeah.
Still today.
I mean, I heard he has a restaurant. I'm surprised he doesn't have, like, all these jackets hanging on his wall, you know, hanging on the walls there. It'd be like the Hart.
I think it closed, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it was over in Daytona area. Mm.
That sounds right.
It's amazing he's 80 years old, though.
It is pretty amazing. I hope that I'm as active as Jimmy Hart when I'm 80 years old. Either that or, and if I'm not...
Not me.
I mean, no, not you? You don't want to be...
No, I want a remote control with batteries in it and a giant TV and ice cold Mountain Dew, and I don't want no one to bother me.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I have now. So
okay, you're all set.
Status quo.
You're set. Brutus Beefcake's real bad, brother.
Is this a long-winded interview or what?
Well, this is for the semi-main event of WrestleMania. Yeah. And, I mean, all these people are here to, I guess they're here to get a Hulk Hogan promo, since I don't know that they got a Hulk Hogan match that night. Now I was at the Wrestling Challenge tapings, which happened the same week in Augusta, and we actually got the Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake against the Beverly Brothers.
Oh, in a dark match?
Coliseum Video exclusive match.
Oh.
Yes.
I probably have that somewhere that I won't take the time to dig
it's
out.
It's probably on the network somewhere that you won't take the time to look up.
Yeah, very true. That's true. All those Coliseum videos are on the network, aren't they?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we're set to get 13 new episodes of WCW Saturday Night a week from tomorrow.
From what year?
I want to say that my guess is they would just go pick up where they left off. So 93, late 93, early 94, maybe?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I might be losing on a few of those episodes.
All right.
There's no might about it if I'm on them.
Well, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to remember if you won on any of those.
I beat Joey Maggs on one of the episodes.
Okay, there you go. May he rest in peace.
Underdog Challenge.
Oh, the Underdog Challenge. That's right.
Ooh.
Yes.
I didn't want to win either. There's a funny story about that. Okay. But anyway. And I heard him in the first 2 minutes of the match, which made me feel awful.
Well, geez. I bet he probably didn't appreciate that.
Well, I blame him because he didn't go with the flow, but that's, you know, let's not get into it.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him about it later. We'll work it out.
Okay. All the female Hulkamaniacs. Yes. Yeah. Make sure all the female Hulkamaniacs have an even tan, Brutus. Okay.
Ooh. I'd like to see that.
Okay. Hey. All right. Well, Gene Okerlund acts like he's overcome.
Well, he just knows it's over and he can get to the bar quicker.
Well, that's true. That should be his last, that should be the end of his work for this episode. Okay.
Can't deny the Hulkster always had a great tan.
Nope. I wouldn't think of it. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, Bobby Heenan still doesn't like Hogan, though. In case anybody was wondering.
For $499, you can buy that belt signed by the Hulkster at HogansBeats.com.
I'm sure you can. Or one just like it, yes. Okay. Here they come. There's the Mega Maniacs. There we go. Still to come, Undertaker and Bam Bam Bigelow. Yes. Which is the only reason you're probably staying tuned at this point.
To talk.
Oh, well, no, we got us a big match coming up here. That's right, I forgot about this.
Whoa.
Here we go.
You see that? Talk about selling a chop. Yeah.
Let's take you back and show you the footage leading up to the match. Here we go. All right, Tatanka.
Is that who Sean wrestled at?
Yes, it is,
that?
Actually.
I was thinking it was Tatanka.
All right, so Tatanka. No. Oh, rake of the eyes. Oh, no. Well. All right.
Well, I thought Sean wouldn't lose to anybody. Wah. Proof he did.
Nope, here we go. Up. All right. Yay. Yes, Tatanka has pinned Shawn Michaels, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't have let Shawn lose to him just because of that goofy hairdo.
All right. Oh, Bill Alfonso's here for this one. Up. No.
Oh, Fonzie.
Oh, my goodness. Tatanka beats him again.
Twice. Oh, but Sean wouldn't drop for anybody. Whiners.
Okay. All right, so Shawn Michaels will be at Caesar's Palace.
But will Caesar be at Caesar's Palace?
I certainly hope so. I hope there'll be Cleopatra and a camel. That's what we need for this.
This is the era of the mullet.
Yes, it is. And here we go. A live Tatanka match, sort of. All right. This is one of those. One of those big internet dream matches: Tatanka versus George South.
I love George.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. He's been a friend for 30 years.
Well, are you friends with Chris Chavis?
I don't think so. I don't remember meeting him. Maybe I did.
Yeah, anything's possible.
It was such a profound experience that I've remembered it and then totally forgot it.
All right, here we go. Tatanka and George South.
So one thing about George, I would not want to be the one that has to lace his boots. My God.
Mm. Yep. Went for the high tops, I guess.
Look how high they are.
Yeah. Well, it's for ankle support, right?
As Gordon Sully would say, a high, high backdrop. Those are high, high, high tops.
Yes, they are. Okay.
George is still wrestling, by the way, for you trivia.
Oh,
buff.
Yes, he is. Yep.
There's a great documentary on YouTube that follows George from one of the shows in the Carolina. It's really good. I think it's called The Ropes.
Ah, yes. Didn't George South do... back in the era of backyard wrestling, didn't he do a videotape called Front Yard Wrestling?
I don't recall that.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Anyway. Ooh.
Oh, leapfrog. Yep. Chop.
Hey.
You don't see hip tosses
no, you
very
don't.
Much anymore.
Some moves, you know, as has been discussed many times on the show, some moves just go out of style. Some moves, you know, get a run of surge of popularity.
Yeah, you could have 13 super kicks in a match and no hip tosses. Yep. I'd rather have a hip toss. Mm.
But I mean, all you have to do really to gain a reputation as a original wrestler is break out some moves that haven't been done in a while.
It's true. Short arm scissors are nice. Bottom wrist lock takedowns into a head scissors. Fantastic.
Yep. There you go. Just remember that from when you have your match with George South.
I'd love to have a match with George South.
Okay.
We had a few times where we teamed up, but we never worked against each other.
Well, there are shows coming. There are going to be shows in the Tampa area on WrestleMania week.
I'm actually going to be there. I just found out today.
Okay.
I'm going to be there with the Cali Friday Club.
Cool.
You know, pushing the club and stuff.
All right. Excellent. So
basically, I'm going to be yelling at people. Hey, you belong to the club. Well, join it.
All right. Where can people expect to see you?
Wherever, I don't know.
All right.
Somewhere
okay.
There. With Scott Wilder Promotions, whatever that is.
All right.
I mean, I know what that is. I just don't know the exact location.
Okay.
I was just told today. I'm not supposed to remember the details.
Oh, all right. There we go. Okay, so George.
I feel a cold.
George is getting popped.
I feel a cold coming on, so I might not even show up.
George gets another check. Yep.
Backdrop.
Chop.
See, they don't do backdrops anymore either.
Took chops. I'm in the middle of them taking a bunch of chops. There we go. Setting up, and that's
drop.
It. Yep.
Yep.
That'll do it. All right. There's some fine mullets in the audience.
Three victories for Tatanka, all in the same show.
Wow. Well, two of them were pre-recorded. Well, two of them are from other episodes, but yes.
Well, we saw
right.
them. No, this is Danny Davis as a referee.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got reinstated after being barred for life.
I think he should have been barred for
was
life.
Was barred for life. Oh, and there's Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Okay.
I know this is going to hurt people for saying it, but one of the greatest of all time.
It doesn't bother me much. You can say it.
It's true. But
in terms of talent, yes.
It would only bother if it wasn't.
Yep.
I could tell you a story, but I won't.
Okay. There'll be a match coming up here where you might want to tell a story. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Probably the next match. Shawn Michaels promises.
Who won that match at Mania? I don't remember. It had to be Shawn.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose twice and then lose at Mania too.
Shawn promises that Tatanka's not going to win the title at WrestleMania.
Shawn went on to become a legend. Yeah. Tatanka went on to become
Tatanka.
His real self somewhere. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. There it is. Now,
being a heel's the best.
Tatanka has a microphone. Yep, that's why everybody wants to do it. It's tough to be a good guy.
You know, in reality, most of the heels are nicer people than the good guys. You know. I'm talking about life.
Okay.
Did you watch this week's episode of Young Rock?
I did not. I wish I had.
Oh, okay.
I'll get around to it. Probably after retirement.
Well, only 2 million people less watch it from the beginning to now, so it's really doing good.
Right on. He's calling out Shawn Michaels, and Shawn, will he do it? Will he answer the challenge?
No. They knew better back in those days.
Yeah, that's true.
Tease, 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 and you will CCC after you pay.
Okay, here we go. Come on. Oh, come on. You can do it. Nope, not going to do it.
I knew it. $39.99.
That's right, or whatever it was that year. Yeah.
Okay. It probably wasn't much more than that in that era, Raw.
Cost nothing on Scramble Vision.
Yeah. Really? Was that a illegal version of watching?
No,
back then?
No, just bad cable systems. You know, you could hear the show, but not really watch. You know, you'd not really get to watch much of it. All right. Oh, Mean Gene is still working. Wow. Hold on. Here we go. Must be time for the WrestleMania update.
Was Sean Moon?
No, this is Gene Okerlund, apparently.
Oh. Where's Todd Pettengill?
Oh, well, they just said going to Mean Gene Okerlund.
Well, there you go.
And this report is brought to you by IcoPro. You gotta want it.
Ooh.
IcoPro Night Force, yes. IcoPro Super Protein.
$19.99 and $49.99 shipping.
Okay. 1 week away. Well, except if you're listening to this show, which airs on March 7th, April 4th is 4 weeks away, but close enough.
When is WrestleMania?
10th and 11th. Another two-nighter.
Ooh.
Yes.
I wonder if they're doing the Hall of Fame this year.
I don't know.
As I like to say, if they are, Brian Blair, give me some
virtual
tickets.
Hall of Fame. I think they might be doing a virtual Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would stink.
But they're going to have people in attendance for WrestleMania. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I don't want. I'm tired of virtual.
Yep, I know. Well, you're in Florida. I mean, Florida. There's not like COVID doesn't exist there, right?
True. I just went to Hooters, and the only people that had masks on were the girls, and they're the ones I didn't want to have the masks on.
Well, there you go.
The mutants next to me definitely could have wore masks.
Yep. Okay, here we go. All right.
I bet he's not standing out in front of Caesar's Palace.
You don't really think that's right in front of Caesar's Palace?
No, but you know, Evel Knievel jumped those fountains in 1967. Just thought I'd put that plug in there.
Yeah, but could he do it in 2020, 2021?
Hey, yes, we can't have jokes about Evel Knievel.
I know I couldn't jump them in 2021, so.
But to answer your question, yes. Of course you could.
All right.
Superheroes can do.
All right, things. another big match added to the WrestleMania card, Bob. Crush against Doink the Clown.
Oh. Why? The only prediction I have is that is eventually they'll both be dead. Sorry, I went there.
Kona, Hawaii.
Is that Don Ho? He just passed away. Dean Ho. Okay. You know who was at our Legends lunch last week? Was actually Crush's son.
Oh, wow.
I thought of that. Nice kid. Yeah, yeah, nice kid.
Yep. It's payback time, says Crush.
Does he use the word brudda?
I would be surprised if he didn't.
We know he went to Shawn Michaels' barber.
Yep. Oh, here he goes.
He looks a little bit like Davey Boy.
Yeah, he kind of does. All right. Well, lots of guys, you know, go spear fishing to prepare for WrestleMania.
Just before they slay a clown. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve Kern was one of the donors.
Yes, he was.
WrestleMania, you realize that.
This was the...
Hid under the ring for a long time.
Oh, what is those? He caught octopuses. Well. Okay. All right. Oh, another big match for WrestleMania.
That's what I was gonna do this Sunday, but clearly it's already been done. Save me the trouble.
Steiners and the Head Shrinkers.
Hey, they're all alive. That's nice.
But,
not that it matters, but I worked with the Steiners several times. Great guys. Great guys.
Yep.
Never hurt me once.
That's good. What happened to your partners?
Oh, well, that's a whole other story.
Okay. All right, contact your local cable company. Think we'll ever get another WrestleMania in Las Vegas?
Do they have any big stadiums?
They do now.
There? I don't know.
They do now.
Well, then yes, they will. Don't they actually bid on it, like the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
so
there is
a chance. You never know.
Okay. Right.
We'll be in Las Vegas in September for the Cauliflower Alley Club. CauliflowerAlley.org. Join the club, people.
All right. Okay, here we go. What have we got next? Here we go, yes. Time for the six-man tag.
Big main
six-man tag.
Wait, Hornswoggle?
No, it's not.
Told you he was coming out. Oh.
It's Bo and Blake.
And?
I want to say Little Louie.
I don't know who. Sounds about right. Little something.
And Little Louie.
He looks prepared.
Yeah.
He looks ready. He looks ready to go back to catering.
Well,
he won't go there.
Okay. Well, they're booing a proportionate dwarf. That's just okay. All right, and here come their opponents.
Whoa, the Bushwhackers!
The Bushwhackers and Tiger Jackson.
Didn't he pass away?
I
not
think
long
you're
ago?
Right about that. Unfortunately. Yes.
If he saw this video, he'd be going, "I'm glad I'm dead."
All right, the kids brought their Bushwhacker action figures, as one does.
Hey, if you get some of those Hasbros, those are worth money.
Okay.
You know, Luke looks about the same now as he did.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. All right, Bill Alfonso's got this one, too.
Seems to be a running theme on this show.
Okay.
Looks like a
yes,
good
it
talent.
Is. All right. Let's see. Oh no, he's still alive apparently. Tiger Ooh. Jackson.
Oh
yeah,
I
looked it up
on.
For you. Yeah.
I knew someone.
Well, he is. Let's see. He is 36 during this match, so that would make him... He's like 64. Yeah, old. 64. All right. Oh, that's not bad at all. Bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably doesn't like it.
He was also Dink the Clown, Little Hulkster, the Macho Midget, and several others, yeah. Yeah, he was the Macho Midget. And
the Macho Midget.
Oh, yeah, the Macho Midget, yeah. I mean, they probably could have gone the extra mile and done Tiger Jackson and Little Louie up, you know, in similar outfits to their teams. They could have made him a little Bushwhacker.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
they could have made him a little like, Beverly Brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, give him a little hat, give him the camouflage trunks. And the, Well, it probably wasn't a well thought out plan. They showed up at the show and they're like, let's team them with them, put them against those guys. Go out there.
Time I mean, this is something you don't see.
They probably didn't talk about anything.
This is something you don't see every day in WWF. So,
and let's just say thank God for that. And by God, I mean Vince McMahon. See what I did there?
Well, we had Hornswoggle there for a while.
He was his son, for God's sakes.
Okay. They're calling him.
And to that, you just have to, you know, for that, you just have to pat those writers on the back and wish they were next to a cliff and fell in it.
So, yeah, the crowds were chanting sissies at the Beverly Brothers.
Well, after that punch right there, I can imagine why.
Folks, in 2021, don't call people sissies. They It's not polite. Yes.
Really?
Really, it's not
really?
Polite.
Even that's
yes,
wrong.
Of course it is.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't show that episode of Memphis Wrestling with Terry Funk where he told Jim Cornette,
you can't show that. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Oh, yes. But ass biting is perfectly okay. In 2021, as far as I know.
Well, I'd have to disagree with that. Well, that's, yeah, certainly that part.
All right, here we go.
Wow. Can people think wrestling today is bad? Misinformed.
There we go. This is quality entertainment for the whole family.
This is the match where the executives at USA started to write down, you know, we're going to get rid of this company by the late 90s.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go.
And, of course, what's that guy's name, the bald guy?
Tiger Jackson.
Oh,
yes.
Tiger Jackson. Went on to star in the Austin Powers movie down the road. So he made a name for himself.
Sorry.
Minnie Jackson, they called him.
No. That was a different guy.
That's for you, trivia.
That was a different guy. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. Bill Alfonso getting involved.
Oh, the old
catch and release. That's right.
Spot. Now I'll give him a warning. Boy, that's good for the biceps. Bills are exactly the same now as they were then.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness. All offense.
And I always love guys that stomp when they chop. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense, too, to chop. And
for example, the Mongolian Mauler. So is that what a Mongolian chop is? You stomp while you do it?
Yeah, it's historical. It's in history.
Sure
books.
It is. Proud legacy of Mongols. Okay, and
don't do it.
Can you trust them?
Don't do it, Butch.
No.
No.
What?
You can trust him to kick him in the gut when he shakes his hand.
Oh, there we go. That's better. Yeah. All right.
Oh.
So, yes, the Beverly Brothers, formerly the Destruction Crew of the AWA, and the Bushwhackers, they wrestled a lot in WWF. In fact, it felt like they were feuding with each other for an entire year at one point. So,
wow. I totally blocked that out of my life.
You don't keep a running tally of all the Bushwhackers feuds in your head? Okay.
Nope. Used to, but it just became so overwhelming. I started drinking heavily, and it wasn't pretty.
I can't imagine this. Okay, here we go. More headbutts. All right, here we go. He's working on the arm. Oh, look. Oh.
And just think, 8 years prior to this match, they were bleeding like stuck pigs, wrestling the Fantastics in bloody brawls.
They were. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay, and here we go. Oh, no. Outstanding offense there from the Bushwhackers. Oh!
It's almost to the eyes.
The Beverly Brothers, not to be confused with.
You're going to have to talk to Bill Alfonso about keeping his eye on the match.
You did? Oh, good. Here we go. Look at that. Wow. That could hurt a man's neck.
That's called the hanging out to dry. Or taking out the laundry, however you want to do it.
Okay.
Taking out the Luke.
All right, so here we go. One and only two. So.
I wish they'd bring the Beverly back.
Okay.
No.
Into the ropes we go. Oh. Yeah, the Bev.
That guy there reminds me of Doug Summers. Remember
Doug
Summers?
Yes, I did.
He used to talk like this.
Yeah, he also at one point worked for the WWF. Well, I think everybody.
Very briefly.
There are a lot of people who worked for the WWF very briefly.
Had some awesome matches, though. Him and Buddy Rose against the Midnight Rockers and AWA. Fantastic.
Oh, yes. Go back and watch Wrestle Rock if you. Not the version on the WWE Network.
Awesome
you have to find it, though.
Why? What's wrong with
it? It doesn't have the Buddy Rose and Doug Summers against the Midnight Rockers match, for one thing. Yeah.
Really?
4-hour show, and it doesn't have the. And that's the one. I don't
Why?
Know. That's the one match that's missing. You have to go look that up on YouTube.
Is it really bloody?
No, not really.
They have a really bloody match, or a couple of really bloody matches. But... Anyways, they were great matches, just saying it.
They were. Yep, here we go.
There's some great matches on that card. Yeah, Harley Race against Rick Martel.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. But Stan Hansen. Yeah.
Rotundo and Wyndham against the Fantastic.
The Longer.
Not the Fantastic.
The
Fabulous
ones?
One.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, no problem. Sorry.
Hall and Hennig against the Long Riders. No, here we go. No, hot tag.
Yeah, who did Stan Hansen wrestle on that show?
I think Bob Quickle. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And the main event was a cage match. I remember. Whoa, hey, that was a good bump.
Oh, there we go.
He stole that bump for me if I could actually have done that bump.
Look at that. Double clothesline.
Perfect timing. I don't know.
Look out. It's the rocket launcher.
It almost seems like it's planned. Torpedo.
There it goes. Oh. All right. Whoa. Yay.
Ricky Steamboat would be jealous.
Maybe not.
I don't think so either.
All right, so the Bushwhackers and Tiger Jackson, your winners. I think this makes up for the
crowd is ecstatic.
This totally makes up for the.
Are they happy because the match who won, or are they happy because they can go to the restroom and buy a hat, or are they happy that it's just
over? This totally makes up. This totally
you
makes up
judge.
For the Bushwhackers not wrestling at WrestleMania 9. Getting this win.
Their bank accounts probably don't agree, but we don't. You know, that's not our business.
No, probably not. All right. Finally, we're going to get this. Finally, we're going to get this main event. Yep.
The dead man versus a dead man.
No,
oh, that's not even funny.
No,
cut it out. Yep. Hey, I didn't kill him. Don't get mad at me.
I certainly hope not.
All right. Our neighbor is having Domino's pizza delivered right now. It's not even funny.
I didn't offer. Okay, here we go. Here's how the Undertaker met the Giant Gonzalez at the 1993 Royal Rumble. Oh, no.
Coliseum
that's
video
right.
exclusive.
Boom. Yeah, that's one of the ones we can.
Wow.
It's one of the ones we still haven't done on Wayback Playback, one of the few Rumbles we haven't done. And here's what you're missing.
I don't even remember it. Was this his debut?
Yeah. That was his debut.
You know, George was not the greatest wrestler, but he was a super nice guy.
That's what I've heard.
I could tell you a story. We delivered a woman to his hotel room one time, and he opened the door, and he was peeking down through from over the top of the door with a giant smile on his face, and we let her in, and we left. Well, I can only imagine what happened. They probably played tiddlywinks and ate the Domino's
pizza. I imagine so.
But he was a great guy.
Okay. And here we go. Main event time. And there's Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam
Bam.
Was that his song?
That was his song. Bam Bam. They went all out.
Who wrote it?
Jimmy
Hart?
Probably.
Or that one guy that
Jim
recently
Johnston?
Got fired and
yeah.
whined it. I was with the company for 40 years. Yeah, well, everybody, you're not owed a living, kid.
That's true. All right. Here we go. Yes. Paul Bearer leads out the Undertaker. Oh, yes.
This is the old school
That's right.
Undertaker. A year later, he'd be levitated in Providence. I can't believe it. I actually like that.
That was actually, That was unique, yes.
I've always, I'm not a big fan of silly stuff in wrestling, but for some reason I've always loved The Undertaker's hocus pocus.
Yeah, if it's
stuff.
Done well, yes. And most of the time it
not
is
always,
done well.
But usually. Yeah, like that same year when he come back and he fought Brian Lee in Undertaker versus Undertaker, and when he came back, it was all just really cool.
Well,
thought I'd throw that in there. There's that guy, Mike Chioda. Didn't he recently lose his job? Well, there's another one. Hey, you're not old to living, kid. You're not old
that's
to
living. That's okay. AEW picked him up. Yeah, they did.
Did they? Well, they pick up everybody. What are we talking about? They were going to pick me up, but they said, you're going to have to lose some weight. So it was all over.
That's unfortunate. Okay, here we go.
By the way, you can buy that hat at HogansBeats.com.
He's got the Undertaker's hat?
I'm just kidding.
When's Undertaker opening a restaurant?
I don't know. Be smart, never, because most of us don't. Hogan had a restaurant in Tampa before, which is a really cool place, but it didn't last long.
We go.
I'd like to say that I wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow and he hurt me.
Oh, but did that happen? Okay.
No, I wrestled him, but I he didn't hurt me. I just like to say he did. Remember I said? I like to say. Whoa, hey,
that
was good.
Very nice.
No, for a guy as big as Bam Bam Bigelow, he was light as a feather.
And I never heard anybody complain about him in that way, so.
No, he was one of those, like, light on his feet type gimmicks.
There we go. Well, we some weeks back we did Bam Bam Bigelow versus La Parca for one of our bonus matches, which is yes.
Huh.
Yes, it was, WCW? And he was not as light on his feet back then, but still.
Whoa, a DDT!
Oh,
what
yeah,
the heck?
Yeah, Undertaker night. Knows Undertaker knows wrestling moves.
I was just watching an interview with Lynn Denton,
the grappler,
who told the story of how Jake's DDT, DDT was invented.
Okay. What?
Pure accident. No, they were wrestling and they actually slipped, and they got a crowd reaction and they wait a minute now, and that's how it happened.
And here we go.
Old school.
They didn't call it that.
I don't think they did it back then.
They didn't call it that yet. They just called it school.
He's going, I saw Don Jardine do this years ago, and I'm going to try it.
Oh, he was doing that in WCW before they brought him in.
Yeah, but you know who Don Jardine
spoiler.
Is. Exactly. He used to do that way back in the 70s.
Well, that was a really long time ago. And off the... No! Oh, no.
I remember Undertaker, when he was in WCW, he used a flying elbow off the top rope as his finisher for a while until his hips started bothering him.
Then we went to the heart. Then he went to the heart punch.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrestled him there when he was using the heart punch. That was perfect.
And there we go.
It's a much less intimidating thing to get heart punched by Undertaker than have him stand on the top rope getting ready to.
I imagine so.
But imagine looking up at Bam Bam Bigelow as he's getting ready to do his flying headbutt off the top rope.
Well,
I'm still not over that. I should sue the WWE for emotional distress.
Well, I thought it was was that WWE where you did that? Where you fought him?
Yeah, 95. Well, I wrestled him in WCW too, but I don't think he used that as the finish. Yeah, boring story,
no.
I know.
No. Oh, no, Undertaker sent into the solid steel steps.
Aluminum, well, it makes
they
good
are.
Sound effect.
They're,
his knees probably didn't appreciate it, especially today.
No.
Right now, he's thinking, as he just got up to refill his coffee, why did I do that spot with Bam Bag at the Road to WrestleMania in 1993?
All right. And... Oh, nope, Bam Bam's not going to let him back in the win.
That little spot there was called the Do-Si-Do. Oh. Now he looked like Cousin It. Didn't Cousin
yes,
It
he
have
did.
Hair like that?
Yes. Okay. Oh, there we go. Belly back suplex.
My question is, where is Sir Oliver Humperdinck? Why isn't he managing
I
Bam Bam?
I don't know at this. Well, when he came back, he wasn't with Sir Oliver Humperdinck.
Was he Big Daddy Dink?
He was Big Daddy Dink for a while. I don't know where he was in 93.
Oh. He was another great guy, though.
Okay. I'm going to have to look him up. Yes.
What, Sir Oliver Humperdinck?
Nope. There we go. Yeah, so Undertaker's supposed to take on the Giant Gonzalez at WrestleMania. Bam Bam Bigelow's supposed to take on Kamala at WrestleMania 9. That was the match that was cut for time. Yep.
Oh, really? Bet he still got paid.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It should.
It's not his fault the other match
went
long.
No, it's not. I mean, if you go long at WrestleMania and you cost somebody their match, they should be probably waiting for you backstage with a crowbar or something.
Yeah. Back when they paid it based on pay-per-view and house attendance and...
That sort of thing, yes. instead of the current system where they pay whatever they feel like. Well, that's not fair, but.
Well, I'd imagine you make some kind of an arrangement when you sign the contract to get a certain amount of money, but. But we have to remember, unless it's Linda Lovelace, nobody has a gun to these people's head. I don't believe anybody had a gun to her head either, but that's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Did she have a gun? No.
Well, if she was alive, she'd stick to it.
Oh, I'm sure she would. Okay.
But she wasn't a very good driver, and that's a whole other story.
Sir Oliver Humperdinck no longer with us.
Oh, no, he died several years ago. Great guy. Yep. He's the guy who actually got me working WCW originally back in 80s.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, Bob, come here. Yes. You want to work in WCW? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That was it. But he's the one who did it.
And the rest is history.
Right.
Yes.
Literally.
You didn't follow him to PWF?
Whoa.
Yep, I guess not. You didn't follow Sir Oliver to PWF?
PWF.
89. Yeah.
In Florida? Yeah, yeah, okay. I was there with him.
Oh.
That's actually where the conversation took place originally. It was actually the reboot of Florida Championship Wrestling after Jim Crockett. No offense, Jim. I know he's dead. But bought the territory and closed it down.
Okay, and there we go. Undertaker wins by countout. All right, that was something.
No,
it wasn't.
That.
You know, back gave you some good action.
You know, TV match like that with your top guys against top guys-ish guys.
Right.
It was rare.
Wait a minute. Oh. Hold on. We're not done yet. Slim Goodbody, Giant Gonzalez is coming out.
Sasquatch.
Okay.
You know, if I had an outfit like that back in the day, maybe I'd have been a star.
You weren't as tall as Jorge was. Or George, no.
Well, I at least looked like I had the physique.
Maybe, yeah. There we go. The confrontation.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen because I don't
remember.
All right,
there's,
What was that?
J.J. Dillon, yep.
J.J. Dillon, holy macaronials. He was on AEW the other
night. Oh, yeah, he was.
And you know what? What's weird, he looked exactly the same.
That's true.
Guy never ages.
All right. There we go.
Tony Garea. Joey Morello when he was doing his imitation of a live guy.
Yeah. That's really it doesn't.
Where do you come up with this? Where do you come up with all this bad taste
on
the show? Oh. You can guarantee it.
All right. That's coming. Rene Goulet.
Rene Goulet. He's not with us either anymore.
I think he is.
Is he?
All right. That's no, we're not done yet. This is the final segment. Okay. Yes, he's telling Bobby Heenan he's going to be wearing a toga at WrestleMania.
Brilliant idea.
Yes.
Jim Ross's introduction to WWE.
Well, you couldn't you couldn't really ask for a more appropriate one. Yeah, Rene Goulet passed away 2019.
Did Vince wear a toga?
Vince wasn't on camera, so no.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember. So it was Jim Ross, Jim Ross, Bobby Heenan, and the Macho Man, right?
Jim Ross, Bobby. Yeah, that was it. There he goes. No, Bobby Heenan does not have a tail. All right, so that is it for your March WrestleMania 9. Thank you for joining us. Now, the stuff.
It's the most successful independent wrestling promotion of this generation. It's the place where the stars of today made their name. Now get the inside story of Ring of Honor from those that lived it with an honorable mention. Join Ring of Honor alumni Shane Hagedorn and his co-host Jeff Schwartz as they break down a classic Ring of Honor event every Tuesday and get the behind-the-scenes scoop and inside stories that you won't hear anywhere else. An honorable mention, available every Tuesday on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be right back. for exclusive bonus content, plus early ad-free access to every show, check out patreon.com/anhonorablepod.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lormet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com. Now, everybody's wondering what happened next. Well, the next show for the World Wrestling Federation was WrestleMania 9, April 4th, Las Vegas, in front of 15,045 people, most of whom paid. And on that night, Yokozuna beat Bret Hart for the WWF title, and spoiler, Hulk Hogan turned around and beat Yokozuna for the WWF title. Yes. That's all.
And I could prove Bobby Heenan wrong on that tail incident.
Oh, okay.
I was at Target earlier tonight, and they have a Bobby Heenan in a weasel suit action figure. Actually, about five of them, and they had tails. So
well, we already did. We already have in the past on the show covered one of the Ultimate Warrior versus Bobby Heenan loser wears a weasel suit match. So,
I missed that.
It's on the network. Okay, so meanwhile, WCW the next night they taped episodes of WCW Main Event in Monroe, Louisiana, in front of 5,000 people, many of whom got freebies. And there's not a whole lot of information about these shows, about what was at the tapings, except we know that Scott Norton made his official WCW debut. Eric Watts beat Arn Anderson. Arn turned babyface, breaking up with Bobby Eaton. That's the stuff that happened there. Yep.
Oh, I might have been there.
Possible. Meanwhile, also
you said Louisiana? Ooh, that might have been where the Renata incident took place. We won't get into it, but it wasn't pretty. Neither was she.
All right. Also the next night, the USWA had a big show in Memphis at the Mid-South Coliseum. And on that spectacular occasion, it were the Harlem Knights, who would later become Men on a Mission, defeated the team of Jerry Lawler and the Big Boss Man by disqualification when Lawler threw a fireball at them. And in the main event, it was the WWF Intercontinental Champion, Shawn Michaels, because they were doing that deal with USWA, successfully defended his title, beating Jeff Jarrett after Brian Christopher interfered in the match. Well, what a shocker.
Woo, I bet that was a good match, though, because they had an awesome match on one of the In Your House pay-per-views many years ago.
Folks.
Sorry.
Check that out. Actually, I think most of that match with Shawn and Jeff Jarrett is on YouTube.
Isn't that the one where they left after?
Yes, that is the one where. No, I was talking about the USWA match, but yeah, the In Your House 2 is when is the night that Jarrett and the Road Dog left. So that's true. All right. So what happens next? Oh, that's right. We have to choose. We have to choose the matches that we're voting on for our next episode. So Bob, why don't you take a minute and see if you have anything that you think our listeners should see, and it'll be one of the choices they can vote on in the Twitter poll. All right.
Like one match?
One show.
Show.
Yes.
Well, one of my favorites, it's probably already been done, is Wrestle War.
Oh, that's we definitely did that. I'm fucking
Rick
I know.
Flair. Well, that's still one of my favorites.
All right. While you're thinking of that, about that, we pulled out, we randomly chose, there wasn't anything that was really theme appropriate for this week, since it's just like the build up to WrestleMania. So we randomly picked one of the listener entries, and what we got is WWF Super Tape 2 in the Coliseum video section, the home video section. That's a bunch of matches from prime times and Madison Square Garden shows. But if we choose that, folks, if you vote for that, you'll get to see Roddy Piper and Rick Rude in a steel cage. And, of course, the big tag team match of the Mega Maniacs, Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake, against the team of Mr. Perfect and the Genius. And who doesn't want to see that?
Ooh. I wouldn't mind seeing those.
Okay, excellent. Let's see. Okay, do you want to make your choice here?
I'll pick that one.
Well, yes, I understand that.
You know, any choice I would think of is probably already been done.
I don't know. There's just Boku shows on the
maybe that Royal Rumble. You
the 93 Royal Rumble? You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put that in as one of the choices. Royal Rumble 93, I believe. Let's see. You have the Royal Rumble match itself, and you have Bret Hart defending the WWF title against Razor Ramon. That's not... That was a very good match, I think. So we can do that. Let's see. All right, so my pick, I'm going to go in a totally different direction. Over on YouTube, they actually have a full Ring of Honor show from 2004. Ring of Honor's Battle Lines are Drawn from January 10th, 2004 in Wilmington, Ohio, which features, among other things, the big Battle of the Stables, a six-man war between the Second City Saints and the Prophecy, CM Punk, captain of the Second City Saints, Christopher Daniels, captain of the Prophecy, the team of the Briscoes defend the Ring of Honor tag team titles against the team of Brian Danielson and Samoa Joe. That's somewhat interesting. And AJ Styles taking on Homicide. So pretty much.
So you don't have to pick just a WWE Network show.
I picked that one because it's on YouTube, so people don't have to pay for it.
I would pick the,
So those are three choices. The fourth choice, Bob, is done with a gimmick we call the randomizer, where we pull everything on the network that's 15 years old or older and, put all the possibilities on the big wheel and give it a spin. So I'm sure you understand. Let me see if I can get the, all right. So we get out the wheel and all sorts of categories on the wheel. Let's see, just about everything you could possibly imagine on the WWE Network and elsewhere, as we've discussed. So let's go ahead and give the wheel a big spin. And round it goes.
Stadium show.
All right, and round it goes. Nitro, world class, primetime wrestling, Mid-Atlantic, and we stop at... Wow, that was pretty loud. And we stop at, here we go. Yes, Bob, it's TNA Impact. And not just any episode of TNA. Well, actually, I can't do this episode of TNA Impact because it's not on YouTube. So let me pull one that is. Okay, that's fine.
Does it have Hulk Hogan on it? I don't want to watch it.
No, actually, I'm pulling the first ever episode of Impact, which is June 4th, 2004. And that's where we had the technical glitch that wrapped up the show. But this is the part where I say, visit us on Twitter. I'm at RealPatMcNeil. Bob Cook is at EvilEye1, EvilEye1. Jim is at Jim Valley. Please leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your pods are cast. Our Facebook group is facebook.com/WaybackPlaybackPodcast, and the Patreon is at patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. And obviously, if you'd like to know more about Tatanka, number one George South, the Bushwhackers, the Beverly Brothers, or Tiger Jackson, you can go visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, Wrestling Observer, or check out your local library app because they're all in books. Bob actually did get the line in to join us next week, same Wayback time and same playback channel. And until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.